The Great Depression in Elyria. Following prosperous years in the 1920s, the U.S. economy declined. Construction slowed, then factories got less business and needed fewer workers. The stock market crashed in 1929. By 1932, roughly a quarter of the nation's workers were unemployed. Full recovery came with World War II, which my grandfather fought in. In the 1930s, losing a job meant no income. Unemployment insurance was then just an idea. Other government programs familiar today, including food stamps and Social Security retirement income, did not exist. Local governments and private organizations struggled to meet the great needs. In Elyria, over 13% of the men were unemployed in April 1930, when the census asked about jobs. Just after this count, Willie's Overland, the city's largest employer, closed its East Side truck factory, greatly increasing the number of men without jobs. Rumors circulated of other city factories closing, but fortunately, they were just rumors. The factories that stayed open, however, were getting fewer orders for their products. They laid off workers or operated only a few days of the week. Elyria's mayor at the time set up an employment bureau in his office, but this and other efforts to help people find jobs could provide little but short-term work. Private organizations also mobilized to provide help. School children needed shoes and coats for the winter to walk to school. The Council of PTAs greatly expanded its collection of used clothes and shoes for school children. Back then, children then went home from school to get lunch. Learning that some children found no food in the house when they arrived for lunch, the Settlement House in Western Heights began providing a warm lunch for neighborhood children. The mayor expanded this program, opening lunch feeding stations in schools on the South End and the East Side. PTA mothers and other volunteers cooked and served lunches using donated food. Entire families needed food. Factories and other workplaces collected food from their employees. By early 1930, each workplace had an assigned day of the week. Local organizations and the city government distributed the food to families and to the feeding stations. Elyria and other cities set up work relief programs, providing small payments to men for part-time work on the city roads and other projects. Cities did this despite their own financial problems. People without jobs could not pay property taxes or rent, which included property taxes, so city revenue dropped. Both the city of Elyria and the Elyria School District cut workers' pay in 1933. The swimming pool and Cascade Park remained closed in June that year, since the city had no money to pay for the summer season. Under strong pressure, and with the temperature approaching 100 degrees, City Council opened the pool late in June. Still not sure how they would pay for this. Federal and state help came early in 1933 with funds for work relief programs. Local governments applied for funds they could use for small construction projects and then hired unemployed men. In Elyria, projects included improved sewers, improved roads, and improved Cascade Park. A second federal program funded major construction. Elyria got funds to extend the water main, build the water storage tank on Furnace Street, and build a large addition to Jefferson School. The original building was torn down about 1950. A larger work relief program, WPA, followed in 1934 and lasted until the 1940s. In addition to funding construction projects, WPA hired women for sewing projects, surveys of tuberculosis among schoolchildren, and home assistance with housework. These work relief programs paid little and did not employ everyone who needed work. The number of jobs increased in the 1930s. Metal industries, including Elyria's foundries and steel mills, were among the first to recover as the British ordered war supplies and the United States military began preparations for possible war. The Depression was not over for Elyria in 1940, but the number of jobs was growing. Further, the country now had unemployment insurance and the Social Security programs were beginning to operate. Jobs continued to grow through and after World War II. The Depression finally ended.